All right, hour number three. Good to have you with us. So again, you heard the two clips or the question and answer to the President of the United States, Donald Trump, yesterday about the stadium deal at RFK, which of course I care about a lot, and the name issue, which I don't care about at all, period. I mean, could not be any more separate and different in terms of what I care about and what I think is important. I understand I am not a lone wolf in that, but I understand I am not. That stance is not universal, to say the least, right? But when the President of the United States, whatever your view of him is, speaks on the record and says, I wouldn't have changed the name, but says winning changes everything. And he rambled and babbled about if they become a winner. Well, they're kind of already a winner. And it's kind of already changed, right? Maybe artificially, but a lot of things are artificial. Maybe because they hit it right at the right time with Jaden Daniels and a 12-win season and two playoff wins, that solved the answer for them. Maybe if they were still a 3-win team and hemorrhaging, they would have been more willing to change the name again. But because of what happened last year and when it happened and how it happened, they don't have to do that right now or ever. But when the president comes out and says, I wouldn't have changed the name. Okay. You take that and you say, all right. That's not surprising, number one. I'll just say it like that. Number two, does that mean that the name should have not been changed? And here's what I keep going back to is number one, this is not a decision specifically just from the Commanders or just from Josh Harris. This is an NFL decision. And this is a societal decision, meaning people that don't care about football care about things like, hey, racial slurs, people being offended, even if it's a small marginalized group of people being offended. It's people that don't care about football that weigh in and talk about this particular issue and criticize and have a platform to constantly keep the organization in the spotlight, in the glow, and not for good reasons, right? Because everything good that you do as the term Redskins, in today's society, a woke society, some would call it, over the last 5 to 6 years, everything good that you do would be offset by, yeah, but, you know, they still have a racist nickname. Yeah, but, you know, look, Jaden Daniels, what do you think about playing for a team that has a name, a racist name for an organization's name, moniker? I mean, if you guys want to deal with that the rest of your lives, fine. I gave up. I mean, again, I had no problem with Redskins. It didn't offend me personally. I understood it was a football team name. I got it. But I also understood that there were some people that were offended by it. And out of that, and out of complete exhaustion, and because of the way things went down between Dan Snyder and his former partners, I didn't have a problem ultimately when they decided to go away and retire the name Redskins. Nor do I have a problem with how they went from Redskins to Washington Football Team or from Washington Football Team to Commanders. Again, I don't have the same issues that you guys have. I'm fine. I'm cool. I'm good. I just care about winning football games. That's it. And doing it with class and dignity. part of doing it with class and dignity is not offending however many people there are. Maybe it's a couple of thousand. Maybe it's a million. Maybe it's whatever. But that's part of winning with class and dignity. Even though you feel so strongly about what it was designed to be and what it meant to you and what it meant to this city. So, again, keep that in mind. All right, let's get out to the phones. First and foremost, with our guy, Double A, who I know wants nothing more than Redskins to return. What's up, Double A? How are you?
Hey, buddy. I just want to say to start off, well, first of all, Harris in 2020 and the most recent election donated money to Trump's campaign. So, of course, he knows who he is and, you know, they're buddies or whatever you want to call it, okay? Listen, if they went back to the Redskins name, they would break apparel sales. I don't need to sound like a broken record of everything me and Dr. Sabah and all the people who get it, you know, call in and say. But the people that you're referring to, the press that would stick the microphone in somebody's face and say, how do you feel about having a racist moniker? That those are the woke people that have to stir the pot no matter what. They're always going to look for an angle to push their narrative, and that's kind of like the way society is today. What I will say, I think Trump kind of fired like a little warning shot at the DC council saying, you know, hey, we can take over if we need to. I think the DC council and Bowser to an extent have embarrassed themselves with this whole situation, you know, with their 17 federal holidays they get and the 5-hour work days that they just can't get this thing done. And apparently there was a dinner in Georgetown last week where they all met.
Yeah.
And, you know, keeping them up to speed on everything. Listen, they all know the parameters. They don't need to postpone this a month or two because I don't understand how much parking money we're going to get or how many houses again. These people are intelligent enough to get elected to a DC council. They're intelligent enough to get this thing done in the next week. Trump, but there's nothing worse than somebody coming in who has power and pushing you to the side and say, you know what, you're incompetent, you're just not doing your job. I'm going to let you keep your job, but we're going to put somebody else in here to make the decision for you. So that's where I'm at with that. I think it gets done to your point, but I think Trump kind of, that's his warning shot at the DC council to say, you better make a decision sooner than later because I have the power to replace you. And the last thing I want to say is, you know, like Lavero said about the Nats, like they have a $65 million payroll, and half of that this year is going to Strasburg, who apparently was given that contract by the Lerners. Let me give you an example. Let's say I said to you recently that I'd love for you to have Michael Franzese on your show to talk about the gambling that's going on in sports and what used to go on in the mob and things like that, okay? And let's just say, for example, like you brought it up to CK and he says, well, we can't afford to do that. But then you hear Michael Franzese on with the Junkies in the morning. And then let's say you want to have Mark Ein on and CK says no, but then he's on with Linnell, of all people, okay?
Yeah.
It's undermining to you, you know, where you want to do things. Like, for example, they wanted to sign the first baseman from Arizona last year. The Lerner said no, but Then they go and give Strasburg the big contract. So I'm just saying, I think it was doomed to fail regardless. If they knew they weren't going to re-sign Bryce Harper and they wouldn't let him trade in, well, they wouldn't let Cousins go to the 49ers, and they wouldn't let Trent Williams go to the 49ers initially, but then he did end up getting traded there. So it's just a path of destruction in my eyes, and just like, I mean, for the money, people will come here, but I don't see it outside of that realm how it can work when you're constantly undermined by the people that you work for.
Well, listen, there's a lot of truth in that. Thank you, Double A. Appreciate you as always.
You got it, bud.
I mean, there is no doubt undermining happens in the corporate world and in the sports world. There is no doubt about that. It's how you kind of deal with it, how you kind of balance it, how you kind of move on from it. And if you develop a trust, like it was pretty clear that Davey and Mike Rizzo had a trust between them that they consulted with each other about everything, right? There was no Bruce Allen marching back and forth to Mike Shanahan's office and then marching back to Dan's office and basically saying completely the opposite. That was the case there. That wasn't the case here. Rizzo and Davey Martinez, as far as we know, had a very close relationship and a trustworthy relationship. And that does protect you to a certain degree. Now, not everybody has to play that game the same way. And clearly, the Lerners did things on their own, not only the Strasburg deal, not only the blocking of the Harper trade and the negotiations. See, this is what I'm talking about. Like, if you went to a true baseball person and said, hey, man, can we get Kenley Jansen? Just using that as an example because that was one guy that they fell short on. Can we get Kenley Jansen if we defer half of his contract, like $40 million, until 2070? And I forget the exact parameters that was reported. A baseball person's going to be like, well, you could try that, but good luck. A, you risk pissing him off. B, you ain't going to get that deal in all likelihood. Not everybody's Max Scherzer. And it's not like Max Scherzer came here and worked for free, okay? But I think the Lerners got punch drunk. And when their deal for Max Scherzer went through, the way they wanted it to go through and the way they felt comfortable it going through, I think they thought, oh, everybody is the same. We can get anybody to accept our terms. And then when you start, again, having the meddling and the undercutting and the approval and the this and the that, see, again, nothing ultimately makes sense from a common sense perspective when it comes to the Lerners. Nothing. Because I don't think they use common sense. I don't think they use common sense. They use hardcore tactical business sense, which is very different than common sense. All right, let's get Stevie Ray in B-more next up on the Team 980. What's up, Stevie Ray? How are you?
I'm pretty good. I was going to, when I heard that Trump was going to start talking, I was going to come on with some stuff. But truth was, it was compared to a lot of the things that he talks about, that was pretty benign.
Yeah, so, it was. It wasn't that
pretty benign.
Yeah, it wasn't that inflammatory.
You know, as far as the name goes, you know, his reasons. You know, AA was on, and listen, he wants to call me woke. Okay, go right ahead. I don't care. The truth is that I know the real reason why they got rid of the name, and I think most of the people don't. And AA sounds like he's, you know, he's not a dummy. He's smart. He knows what he's talking about. He knows a lot of things. But if he knows what I know of the reason why that name went, he still wants the name back, well, then he can go pound sand as far as I'm concerned. Because the main reason why it went was so derogatory and so awful that it was they had no choice but to get rid of it. Snyder did not want to get rid of the name. He was forced into it because of what I know, okay, and a lot of other people. Smith from FedEx knew it and pressed him for it, and he still wanted to keep the name. Okay, so it wasn't until the suit started coming in,
yeah,
and he knew he had to get some of that stuff out of here, that's why he changed the name, okay? Then he turns around, and that's why I hate the name the Commanders, because it still has the stink of Snyder on it. I don't want anything on this team to have anything to do with Snyder in any way, shape, or form.
No, I got that, and you're not wrong, but when Trump says I wouldn't have changed the name, people are going to reach back and celebrate and go, ah, see, the president wouldn't change the name. Well, I got to be honest with you. His opinion is, I don't know, is worth about 2 cents to me on this particular time. I know what his role is. I know what his job is. I got it. I just don't care what he thinks.
Well, somebody asked him the direct question, and he answered it.
Yeah.
How he answered it.
Well, and
exactly
he even phrased it was like, you want me to give you a controversial answer? I mean, yeah, sure.
Here's the thing about him. He wouldn't have changed the name because He loves the controversy. He wants the controversy. That's where he is.
Yeah.
So everything he does is based upon building some kind of controversy and then turn around later and trying to look good to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Now, in this situation, you know, if he had turned around and said I was happy that they changed the name, I would have been surprised. That would have surprised me. It was no surprise that he's on the other side.
Correct, correct.
He isn't that big. But let's talk about one more thing that he talked about, which is the federal government having control of the land. You tell me, Chris, is that true or not?
Well, that's what I said. I don't know if that's the case because my understanding is they signed over the land to the D.C. government. So do they have technical control?
Yes.
I mean... They have influence, but I don't know if they actually control it over the D.C. City Council or over the D.C. government.
They do not. They turned it over to the D.C. Council. I'm saying it because it's kind of almost a rhetorical question. I kind of know what I'm talking about. They turned it over to them. They're not going to turn around and give control back of the land back to the federal government.
Right.
Federal government's already given it to them. It was in the last session that they had, and it was included into it.
Yeah.
Okay,
yep. So that's where we're at.
The land is owned by the city council. So it just goes to show another point of when Trump talks about stuff out of his backside is that he doesn't know what he's talking about because they don't have the control.
Well,
and
that's part of the reason why we played the sound. Stevie Ray, thank you. Good call. Appreciate you.
Later. Have a good one,
like
guys.
The passion as always.
Bye.
Appreciate you. Let's get to Paulie here and not make him wait anymore. Happy belated birthday, amigo. How are you?
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. Hail to the W, man.
What's shaking?
Hail to the W. Ain't nothing much, man. You know, I was just listening to you today. I was trying to give him a call, and then you brought this old Trump thing up, man. First, I want to start out is the kudos to you, man. Kudos to you for actually acknowledging Angel Reese in a positive manner. You know, I almost drove off the road when I heard you talking about it.
Wow.
Like, listen to Russell being.
Well, yes. I mean, she's played a lot better over the last 8 or 9 games, 10 games, whatever it is.
I would say me and G from the shop was talking about this. Yeah, she started out the year horribly, man. Like, it didn't seem like she got any better from 1 year to the next. So for her to pick it up, you know, and for you to acknowledge that, man, I'll take a bow to you with that
one. Well, I appreciate that. Now, one quick thing. You know what's going to be the talk of the town, right? Is that she, you know, slapped away the, I don't know if you've seen the video, she slapped away a clipboard from a Chicago assistant coach in frustration. So that's going to be the talk of, or what everybody's talking about.
Well, you know what, people got to have something to talk about, that's all, whatever. But as far as this whole Trump and the name thing, I don't care. I don't care what Trump is saying, man. Trump says a lot of things that like your last caller said. Like, you know, he spits a lot of false facts. You know, if it makes sense for him, that's all that matters. So, I mean, I don't care if Trump wants the name, don't want the name. It don't matter. The name is not coming back.
Right.
No, it's too controversial for the name to come back. Unless it's about dollars and cents, then the name will come back. But right now, it's not about dollars.
Yeah, if there was a clear path, if there was a clear path for Josh Harris and the NFL to make money with no controversy, they'd bring it back in a second.
Listen, I'm always going to be a Redskins fan. Regardless if the name is Commanders or Washington Football Team or whatever the hell else they want to call them, you know, in my mind, they're going to be Redskins and it's always going to be the Redskins. So I'm just tired of all this. There's one thing with having a team in D.C., man. It's not like no other city because at the end of the day, you're dealing with politics, too. And I'm tired of all the politics. Like I told A-Mac, man, you know, after the 4th of July, everything is a blur until training camp. So I'm just ready for training camp. So they can stick it up where they want to know, stick it up with all his name and RFK. I'm ready for the season, man. I don't even care. I'm a Redskins fan, and I'm always going to be a Redskins fan, no matter what the name of the team is called.
Last but not least,
with this whole national situation, we knew Martinez was out the door.
Yes.
Like you said, when he went on that rant about it's not the coaches, you know, he wasn't blaming the players. That was a direct shot at ownership. You know, because he said, no, I'm not saying it's the player. So we knew it was a shot at ownership because He is. Him and Rizzo are working with it, was working with their hands tied behind their back. And I thought, in that manner, Rizzo did an outstanding job. I don't care what his drafting thing is. Or as far as putting a team together and putting a contender together, you know, for the time he'd been there, the time he was there, I think he did a great job. And I actually think he just stood on business. They probably wasn't going to fire Rizzo, but he probably stood on business when they wanted to fire Davey. Then he probably told him, like, look, you get rid of him, you might as well get rid of me.
Yeah, it's possible.
And just start over.
It was the first thing
my,
I thought.
That's my guy.
Yeah, it was the first thing I thought.
That's my guy. Right, because for them to fire both of them at this time of year, it's kind of, usually it's one or the other.
I got
not
you.
Both of them. So that tells me Rizzo was a stand-up guy, and he stood up for his guy.
I got you.
Man. So that's how I feel.
You're a stand-up guy too, Paulie. You're a stand-up guy.
Thank you, man, for the birthday. Thank you for the birthday.
We got
you, man. We had a good time. It's bittersweet. We had a memorial for my brother. It was a year anniversary of his death. So, like I said, it was a bittersweet time, but a good time by all, man.
I am keeping him in our thoughts and all of that.
And for my brother, let's go Mets, baby.
There you go. Thank you, Paulie. Appreciate you, as always. And, yes, I forgot to mention that. It was Paulie's birthday, and then, you know, again, a very sad time. And tragedy that he's dealing with. You can read more about that. You know, his brother was a firefighter who unfortunately passed away a year ago. So always keeping him and his family in our minds and in our thoughts. And the same for, obviously, all of the victims of the flooding down in Texas and just everywhere. I mean, it's just everywhere you turn. It's tragedy after tragedy after tragedy. It's just a matter of when, not if. All right, we'll take a timeout. 25 minutes after the hour, we will give you something on Angel Reese when we return, just to tie that back up that we've been kind of mentioning and kind of talking about. And then we will finish out the show, Dumb Dumb of the Day still, and then we turn it over to Craig at 4 o'clock on the Team 980 Odyssey app. And as well, you can check us out on iHeartRadio and the TuneIn app.
So, Washington, D.C. What do we want to talk about?
Oh, here's what we want to talk about. Yeah, with a half an hour or so remaining in the show. Good job there by AMAC mixing that all together. That's one of the just best bounce backs and songs, period, of all time. Jackson 5, I Want You Back, always gets you in a good mood, except when you feel like absolute dog crap, which I have been struggling to get through the finish line here. I apologize for a lack of energy at times. If you're feeling that, it has just been a war zone for your boy. But somehow, some way, we'll make it through. I wanted to mention this. Angel Reese, and we know all of her controversies, she is playing better, way better. Today, 22 points, 15 rebounds, 4 assists, shot 55% from the floor, 80% from the free throw line, 2-point loss. Clearly, she did her role, her part, in 36 minutes. 37 minutes the other night against Minnesota on the road, a 5-point loss. 16 points, 17 rebounds. Now, in that game, she only shot 43.8%. For somebody that plays basically 3-4 feet from the basket, that's not good. She still has some games. Against LA over the weekend, so they're on this like big long road trip. Against LA, a win, 92-85. 24 points, 16 rebounds, 7 assists. Shot 52.6% from the field, 100% from the free throw line. Couple of nights before that, at Golden State, an expansion team, a loss, 83-78, 34 minutes, 17 points, 18 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 3 turnovers. Again, struggled shooting-wise, 43.8%. So, you know, you still see some games where it's not great. The game before that, 18 points, 17 rebounds. So you get the point. She is playing way, way, way better. Angel Reese than she was throughout all of her rookie year, for the most part, if you value the things that I value, which is, hey, yeah, it's great to play and get rebounds, but you got to hit some shots at some point. And all your rebounds can't come off of missed shots from 3 feet around the basket, okay? And I'm not saying all, but you get the point. She is playing much better. But she's still, I mean, I've already seen the headlines. She's going to be, especially on a slow week, she's going to be what everybody's kind of buzzing about. There'll be all sorts of blog posts. There'll be all sorts of highlights. I don't know which of the screaming TV talk shows are on vacation this week or not. I know on ESPN they don't have them. So maybe it'll lower the temperature. I don't know. But Angel Reese, whatever her situation is, she can't slap away a clipboard from one of her assistant coaches, whether for whatever reason she had, for whatever reason she had. And I heard her the other day saying, oh, the officiating sucks and this, that, and the other thing. Listen, I mean, you're not good enough, in my opinion, to be, I don't know, to be bitching and moaning about the officiating and say it sucks, it's just got to improve, this, that, and the other thing. And then, on top of that, to again slap away a clipboard from one of your assistant coaches for whatever reason you have. For whatever reason you have. You're not good enough yet at this point. I don't know how good you have to be to do the second part, to slap away a clipboard. Maybe you don't have to be good. I don't know. But to me, she is going to get a lot of criticism for this as soon as the national audience sees it, because that's not a good look. And that's going to take over more pomp and circumstance than anything good she's doing on the court, in which she's doing a lot of good. She's doing a lot of good. All right, let's do the trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. And we'll start with the WNBA. Yeah, so the Washington Mystics beating the Chicago Sky today at Eagle Bank Arena in Fairfax for Kids Day. A game you heard on 1580 AM, 81-79. Again, Angel Reese, 22 points, 15 rebounds, 4 steals in the loss for Chicago. But also this news just coming in, Caitlin Clark is expected to return to the Indiana Fever lineup on Wednesday night. She's missed the last 5 games, has Clark. She expects to return on Wednesday night against Golden State from a left groin injury. She last played on June 24th. Meanwhile, the Nationals' new sort of era begins, and that is in St. Louis. 7:45 first pitch, 7:15 the pregame coverage, 106.7 the Fan and the Odyssey app, as they will kick off the Miguel Cairo and, for lack of a better timeline, Mike DiBartolo era. As he is now the interim general manager. And, of course, the Nationals looking to bounce back from the sweep to the Red Sox. They are 16 games under 500. The St. Louis Cardinals are 5 games over 500. They'll throw Sonny Gray. The Nationals will counter with Jake Irvin. Again, you can hear it, 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app. And that's what's trending. It would help if I turn on my mic. 22 in front of the hour. And the end of the show. I just got a tweet from somebody named Smith and a bunch of numbers. he said, I like you, Rooster. Thank you. I appreciate that. He said, excuse me, you talking about the name puts you in Greg Huffman category. Do you know who Greg Huffman is?
No.
He said, that's not good. Quit talking politics. I assume Greg Huffman is Craig Hoffman. I assume. I don't know.
No.
You think?
No.
You think? What do you think the chances are that Greg Huffman is Craig Hoffman? What would you say?
I don't know. Maybe we should tell whoever this is to call the show.
Okay. That's fair. I do not talk politics because I don't know enough about politics. But when the president of the United States, a man that you guys elected, when he addresses very specifically on the record the RFK project and stadium situation, and, oh, by the way, makes a weird, if not completely wrong, comment about federal control, okay? And I'd be willing, I mean, Stevie Ray was flat out saying, no, they have no control, da-da-da-da-da-da. I don't think they have control anymore, but I could be wrong on that. I don't know enough about how that deal works. But when he addresses that and says that, and then when he says, and he's asked about changing the Redskins' name, and he says what he says, what do you want from me? I can't not ignore it, or I can't not act like it doesn't matter as a point of discussion. Now, does it really matter that Donald Trump is against the name changing from Commanders? No, it doesn't really matter. Honestly, it doesn't really matter. But it's something that whether people like us talking about, and trust me, we intentionally try and avoid it. We absolutely do. It's very hard to avoid it, but we absolutely do. But what do you want from us? Now, if it was the middle of the football season, I might be able to gloss over it. It's the first week of July. You know? So, that being said, I got to talk about it when it's there and when it's addressed. I didn't ask anybody to talk about it. I didn't ask those questions. I didn't answer it that way. And I don't know who Greg Hoffman is. Greg Huffman. I think I know who Greg Huffman is, but I'm not sure.
Maybe he's related.
Maybe
they're related.
Maybe.
Like some long-lost brother.
Maybe. I mean, maybe we can ask Craig Hoffman when he comes in if he knows who Greg Huffman is. Maybe. Listen, here's the bottom line. Nothing that the president says is going to change my view on any of those issues. Maybe it does for you. It does not for me. I've thought about these issues tirelessly. I hope he doesn't get involved. I hope he doesn't have to get involved. I hope the D.C. City Council approves the project. I hope it's on time. There was apparently Andy Van Horn, who I know was in the meeting that I was in at the mayor's office about a month and a half ago, apparently told Axios that something about an August date, like they have held on to this July 15th thing, and they basically then said, well, maybe not July 15th, but essentially, and possibly August. Now, August is a big month, right? A lot can happen in a month. So are we talking August 1st, August 15th, August 31st? I don't know. But at least it seems like, as we all kind of expected, that there might be some wiggle room, but they're basically saying, hey, if we don't get this deal done and wrapped up and voted on and approved, it is going to cost us certainly the 2030 NFL season, and it's going to cost us the ability to win the bid for the 2031 FIFA World Cup on the women's side, right? Which is a lot of revenue and a lot of everything that they want to build this stadium on. The whole idea here is to not just build a football stadium. It's to build an entertainment district and facility that has soccer, that has concerts, that has WrestleMania, that has boxing, that has all sorts of things. And if you miss out because of a deadline or a perceived deadline, it's obviously not a good look. That being said, again, I don't think it's wrong for the DC Council to say, you know what, we're working this on our timeline. On our timeline. Because we weren't negotiated with, we weren't told about this, we weren't given an opportunity to say, you know what, not going to happen July 15th, guys. Not going to happen. So, I, again, still consider this a very doable deal, but I, unlike a lot of others, I do not sit here and say they have no reason to have pause or hesitation or perhaps to want to have the public hearing that they've scheduled for the end of July and then a vote at some point. I don't blame them. I don't blame them at all. So that's kind of how I kind of view it. But sometimes pressure is a good thing. Sometimes when somebody lobs a little bomb, right, like Muriel Bowser did last week on Kevin's show, that's a good thing. It gets people talking again. It gets, wait a second. They might be serious. This deal might be in jeopardy. We might lose this golden opportunity. Right? That happens. All right. We'll come back, finish up the show. Dumb of the day. We'll turn it over to Greg Hoffman. Should we continue that bit? Or
no, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
I got to ask Greg about that.
The caller did say, just did clarify, though. He called in and said that, yes, he was talking about Craig Hoffman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Smith called in, which I appreciate him listening, and I appreciate the nice words. And I'm not offended by it by any means. I just think it's funny when he said Greg Hoffman. Or Greg Huffman.
Yeah.
I don't know if Craig's going to find that funny, but I do. I'll go and ask him now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, I tell you what we're going to do. Before we get to Dumb Dumb of the Day, we have about a minute for each. Jason and Laurel and Dr. Sabah, they want to weigh in on the name change, so let's get to Jason and Laurel. Jason, sorry, don't mean to rush you, but we just got to keep right along, so go ahead.
Chris, love you to death. I'll go fast and love to Dr. Sabal follows me. I want to have a beer with her one day. I love the Redskins. I'm 51, been a Redskins fan my entire life. I hate that the name has changed, but I think so many people get it so wrong. The reason the name changed is because Dan Smith weaponized it. People should blame him. I know he's dead. But that's why the name change. You're right. It is an NFL decision. If Harris had owned the team back then, it would probably still be the Redskins. But it's never going back. And I think on your show last year, I mistakenly called them the Commanders for the first time because I still refer to them as the Redskins. Why did that happen? Probably because they just played in the NFC Championship game. Mm. I don't love the name, but it sounds better than it did last year and better than it did 2 years. And the Redskins are never coming back. I don't own any Commanders gear. All the gear I have is Redskin gear. But it's never coming back. And it saddens me to say that. And I think Affin said it earlier, and he's right. If they went back to Redskins, they would break merchandising records. But it doesn't matter. It's not happening, unfortunately. I think the best we can hope for is the spear helmet this year, which I think we find out about tomorrow. Am I wrong about that?
We should. I mean, yes, we should find out tomorrow at some point.
Yeah, Chris, love the show. I love this topic. The skins aren't coming back. I hate that more than anybody else. But, you know, the Commanders are starting to mean something.
I hear you. I hear you.
Harrison's wife was not wrong.
And that's what Josh Harrison, I guess, what the president was basically alluding to. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate you. Let's squeeze in Dr. Sabah. Doc, got about a minute for you. Go right ahead. How are you?
Hey, buddy. Well, I appreciate the gentleman who was before me. I respectfully disagree, but I still like him. So you never quit because quitters never win. And just because they went to the NFC Championship game doesn't make me like the C word any better, because if the name, winning had anything to do with the name, the Cowboys would have changed their name a long time ago because they've sucked for years. So I don't think that matters. All right, so then we go with the reason the name was changed. What everybody knows was it had nothing to do with the Native Americans. It had something to do with Dan Snyder pissing off Fred Smith. We know that. The one thing, though, that Dan Snyder has done that this new owner is not doing is he fought for the name. Dan fought, and he failed. Okay, if you quit, you never win anything. So please, guys, stop saying the name's never coming back. There's always a chance, but if you quit, it won't come back. If you keep trying, it may come back. And the president is right. There's no reason why it should change. He's wrong about if they win, it sounds better. It doesn't sound any better, okay? And if they did change the name back, it would be awesome for the market. Now, the spear and all these little things they're trying to do to kind of tantalize us, that's like somebody coming in, robbing my house, taking all of my money, but yet leaving the furniture untouched. That doesn't do me any good. You still rob me of my the name, my love, the franchise. I will never, ever own anything with that C word, and it pains me. Do I now have to root for us to lose? Is that what you're telling me? Because that's discongruent. That's like playing the don't pass line at the crap table. It just doesn't work. It doesn't fit well and sit well with me. It's discongruent, ego dystonic. So that's what I got to say. Don't give up, guys. Let's keep fighting.
All right.
Better to fail than quit.
Thank you, Doc. Appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.
Always good to hear from you, despite the fact that, you know, again, we very much disagree on that. All right. That is going to do it for the phone calls. Let's quickly get in a dum-dum of the day. You think when you're going to get married to somebody, it'll last more than just a couple of months, right? Well, that's not what happened with Dwight Howard. That's right. That Dwight Howard, the former NBA big man, and his wife, who just filed for divorce just 6 months into the marriage. His wife, Amber Rose Howard, according to TMZ, she is a rapper and reality star who goes by the name Amy Luciani. Weird. She filed for divorce on July 1st, citing that her marriage to the former NBA champ is irretrievably broken and there are no prospects for reconciliation. She requested alimony, marital assets, equally division, divided, whatever. Howard is 39 years old. They went public with their relationship in December, and blah, 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 blah. You get the point. Here's the deal. Okay. Listen, I don't know exactly what happened here, but I can probably guess. Irretrievably broken, no chance of reconciliation. Something bad had to happen here. I don't know what that bad is, but I'm going to believe her and not believe Dwight Howard and say that Dwight Howard did something wrong. Something smells fishy here. And Dwight Howard, maybe unfairly, deserves our special little honor. How do you get divorced within 6 months? That's hard to do. That's hard to do. Really hard to do.
I think if you put your mind to it, you can get it done.
Oh, I'm sure you can get it done. I mean, obviously marriages are annulled. But, I mean, maybe you should, I don't know, do a better job of investigating each other. Maybe you should do a better job of, I don't know, actually getting to know each other and, I don't know, building your relationship first. Maybe. Just a thought. That's the celebrity divorce detail that we are on. Bum, bum, bum. Ba-dum, bum. All right. Greg Huffman is coming up next, or Craig Huffman. He'll take you through on this, what day is this, Wednesday, Tuesday? Tuesday in the nation's capital. Yeah, Mike Rizzo, that's right. There you go. Mike Rizzo, 9 a.m. with the Junks on the Team 980 in his regular spot. Probably will be his last spot. But 9 a.m., Mike Rizzo will have plenty of reaction to that. And the Nationals' first game under Miguel Cairo, that will come your way at 1 o'clock. Greg, or Craig, is up next, along with Antoine. See ya.
Thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.